This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and violence in UP's Sambhal. Opposition members created noisy scenes in the House leading to the adjournment till 11:30. When the House reassembled, opposition members and others continued to raise the issues forcing adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well raising slogans over same issues. The presiding officer repeatedly urged for order in the house, but they continued with the protest. This forced the adjournment of the house for the day. Government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vibha Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said, the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. She highlighted that child marriage is not just a criminal offence, but also a human rights violation. Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said the government is focusing more on the northeastern region to develop its tourism and infrastructure sectors as these has potential for economic growth. He said this while inaugurating the 12th edition of International Tourism Mart at Kaziranga National Park and the Tiger Reserve today. Addressing the event, the Union Minister said that during the last 10 years, government has increased fund allocation for infrastructure development of this region. In Gujarat, the state government today unveiled the new Cottage and Rural Industries Policy in Gandhinagar, aiming to create 12 lakh more direct and indirect employment opportunities in the sector in the coming 5 years. Launching the policy, the state minister of cottage industries, Balwant Singh Rajput, said the new policy focuses on developing self-sustaining cottage industries in the state by increasing credit facility, market access and preserve traditional handicrafts of the state. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal is progressing to develop into a cyclonic storm, Fengal, by this evening. It is lying about 590 kilometers southeast of Chennai. The system is likely to continue to move north-northwestwards and intensify during the next 12 hours. It will continue to move towards the Tamil Nadu coast and Sri Lankan coast in the next 48 hours. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist in IMD, R.K. Jenamani said, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh. A historic ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect from today, following months of intense conflict that claimed thousands of lives. The agreement brokered with significant U.S. involvement marks a potential turning point in the 14-month-old war. The truce's implementation comes after the heaviest Israeli airstrikes on Beirut since the conflict escalated in late September, including unprecedented strikes in the city centre. In Pakistan, the main opposition party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf of Imran Khan, today ended its protest in the capital city Islamabad after the government arrested hundreds of its supporters in an overnight crackdown following 2 days of deadly demonstrations. According to a statement by the Interior Ministry this morning, the top leaders of party, including party head Imran Khan's wife Busra Bibi and Ali Amin Gundapur, escaped from the area. Yesterday, thousands of protesters led by Khan's wife Busra Bibi gathered in the city centre. They broke through multiple security lines and reached the red zone, the country's most sensitive area, which houses key government buildings. In the first round of the Syed Modi International 2024 BWF Super 300 Tournament men's singles match between Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and Malaysia's Soleh Aidil is underway at the Babu Banarsidas Indoor Stadium in Lucknow. In the first round of the women's singles, PV Sindhu defeated a 17-year-old compatriot Anmol Kharab this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.